living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
All right, so I'm back here with Dr. John Leaf. He's a neuropsychiatrist and founder of Searching for the Mind. And we're talking about just brain health in general. We just went over the five ways to improve memory. We had sleep. We had exercise, which is really just about any sort of exercise. Use it, like learn a new language. Dr. Leaf talked about getting out in nature. And then he mentioned a way that we're going to get into now, which is about certain foods, which can be very helpful improving brain health. So, Dr. John Leaf, welcome back to Healthy Talk.
Thank you very much.
So let's
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead and just kind of get into what you want to say about the brain and how food can really impact it.
Right. So the brain is 3 pounds and yet uses 25% of all the energy of the body. And it's an incredibly complicated, sort of gooey little 3-pound object that needs to be efficient, and it needs high-quality material, and if it's interfered with, it vastly affects it. So you have to avoid hurting it with toxicity, with things that slow its incredibly complicated function, and give it the proper nutrition for all this activity that it needs. So, for example, things that hurt it are almost as important to know as things that help it. The things that hurt it are chemicals, any chemicalized food, processed food. Anything you read on a label that looks like a chemical, don't eat it, because the brain isn't used to taking care of that. The brain is used to taking food. Things that clog the arteries hurt the brain. They cause blood flow problems. So there are things that, and then the other thing that hurts it is too much sugar. It's not that sugar is absolutely essential. As a matter of fact, the brain cells eat only sugar. They don't eat anything else. But they eat it. Their receptors are very sensitive, and if it goes up too fast, if it's a higher level, it hurts the complexity of the receptors, the insulin receptors. All of the brain is filled with receptors, so the sugar has to be balanced, which is why you don't eat a chemicalized sugar, which is basically refined sugar, because then the level goes way up. So instead of that, obviously you eat fruits and vegetables, which are the proper way to eat sugar.
Dr. Leaf, let me ask you. Let's go back. So you mentioned some things that are bad: the chemicals, the sugar. You know, eating foods that can clog arteries that actually can decrease blood flow to the brain. Go back to the chemicals for a second. Are there any specific chemicals that you would tell my listeners absolutely, hands down, just avoid at all costs?
Oh, there are many. There's hundreds of them. I would look at the label, and if you don't know what it means, don't eat it. In other words, if you see some chemical listed in the ingredients that you don't understand, then don't buy that. Don't eat that. It's always better to eat real food. But I must say, frozen food is very good, can be very good. Frozen vegetables actually keep more vitamins and minerals than frozen blueberries are excellent. So freezing food is not at all bad. But I'd say you look very carefully at the labels and try to eat whole foods. I mean, very hard today.
If you look on the label and you can't read it, or your sixth grader can't read it, or you have no idea what it is, it's just best to go ahead and avoid that. And most, as you mentioned, most of the frozen foods don't have those chemicals because we're using the lack of heat to preserve. Those are the categories that we want to avoid. But let's talk more about what we do want to be eating. What are some of your best brain foods?
Well, the other thing, it's really kind of weird, but we figured out this past year why red meat is bad for clogged arteries. It has nothing to do with the red meat, actually. It's a very weird story. I'll tell you very briefly. But basically, the carnitine in the meat is eaten by a particular microbe. That microbe creates a particular chemical that goes in called TMA. It's a gas. It goes into the liver. It's turned to TMAO, and that causes the clogged arteries. So it has nothing to do with the red meat. But red meat does this it's because of the particular microbes that are attracted to the red meat. Obviously, fish that doesn't have poisons in them is very good for the oils. Unfortunately, rice today has a lot of arsenic in it, and no one really knows what that means. But rice is... the California basmati rice is the least arsenic. And, of course, people who are into avoiding gluten often end up eating too much rice or other bad foods. So what is good? Well, obviously, vegetables, leafy green vegetables, nuts, have a lot of magnesium. The most important vitamins for neurons, if I can say this, are magnesium, lysine, and the B vitamins. So those are the vitamins I would give someone if they have nerve problems. And you can get them at, you know, just at any store. Those three are basically critical for function of nerves.
Let me go ahead and repeat that for the listeners. That was magnesium, which I've talked about magnesium, Dr. Leaf, on my show so many times.
Sure.
Lysine and then the B vitamins, right? Those three.
The B vitamins and lysine.
Right, right. So we want to eat foods rich in those nutrients.
Yeah, which is really or supplements of those three. But leafy green vegetables, nuts, you know, good, you know, berries are incredibly good. Of course, the berries have so many thousands of things that we don't understand. They deal with the reactive oxygen species. They deal with many things. But before we, let's not forget fats. Obviously, unsaturated fats are critical. They're more than just important to the membrane of the neurons. They actually become signaling molecules. I mean, the most recent research is that after the fatty acids connect to the membrane, they're cut into little pieces, and they become vital signals in the brain. So we need the unsaturated boils, and, you know, those come in nuts and in good fish. And anyway, so... that's covering it very quickly.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you some specific things. Let's go to coconut oil. How often do you use that? I mean, there's a lot of coconut oil is very popular on the internet with some companies. Some people promote it as the treatment for Alzheimer's. What do you think about coconut oil?
Well, to say anything is the treatment for Alzheimer's is untrue, since there hasn't been a proven treatment. And there's a lot of misleading stuff on the, there's a tremendous amount of unproven claims made in the nutritional area. I think the best thing that, I mean, there's nothing wrong with coconut oil. I don't, you know, it's perfectly good. I think that people should eat a variety of natural vegetables, grains, avoid chemicalized foods, eat good fish, if you know, but you can't eat it all the time because of mercury and things like that. I think you can't go wrong with that kind of a diet.
So let's just back up for a sec. So we've talked about a lot. We've talked about, you know, the five ways to improve memory. We've talked about, you know, the foods to avoid, the, watch the sugar, the chemicals. Just real quick, in about 30 seconds, Dr. Leaf, if I improve my diet, I know it's tough, but if I improve my diet and I really follow some of your advice, I mean, am I really going to improve my memory and my thought process? Is that really what you're telling my listeners?
Absolutely. But you must get 7 or 8 hours of sleep total. It doesn't have to be all at once, but it could be 2 hours here, 2 hours there. You need a certain amount of sleep to clean the brain. Sleep is very underestimated. You have to clean out the toxic chemicals in the brain, and sleep does that. Exercise.
Okay, so let's do this, Dr. Leaf. We're going to have to leave it there. What's the website you want to have my listeners go check out?
Well, it's called Searching for the Mind. There are many articles. It's a little confusing.
Okay.
Because
we'll have to leave it there, Dr. Leaf. That's Searching for the Mind. Go check it out on Google. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.